Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven for over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Brothers and sisters, this is a very important part of the gospel we've heard there. Very important. It gives us a clue about what the church is, or at least should be. We've heard the Pope Francis, the new Pope, saying several times that the church should not be inward-looking, but should go out, reach out. This is exactly what this text is about. Maybe the image given in this Gospel of Luke doesn't speak to us directly. Most of us don't have sheep. And in fact, we don't even have coins because we put all our money in the bank. Maybe I would suggest another image. If a family with children, all parents and all people who have children or raise children know that when one child in the family has difficulties like a disability or not doing well at school or a life-threatening disease, all your attention, sometimes for years and years, is devoted to that child. So much so that it's a risk that you don't even take care enough of the others. There is a famous movie by Bertolucci in the early 80s, The Incompreso, the misunderstood child, about that. So in fact, what Jesus describes, it's a normal reaction. When you have one who doesn't do well, you focus on that one. My other comment is that, as a matter of fact, the sinners and tax collectors at the time of Jesus were probably the majority, and the righteous people, the Pharisees, were a minority. So when Jesus speaks of 99 and 1, it's a way of speaking. It means that the Jews focused, as if they were 99, on those who are in fact not many, while the majority, the bulk of people, are those one should focus in. Now, let's go back to the theme of this homily. What is the church? In fact, if we only focus on the people inside the church, those who go to Mass every Sunday are doing the right thing. Of course we've got to do that. Nobody says the opposite. Jesus never said you need to abandon the 99 sheep. But you've missed something important. The church is for the world, not for a small number, and the number of the people who do the right thing. If we take that into account seriously, if we really integrate the fact that the church is the world, we need to change almost everything we do. We need to change the way we're talking. We need to relook at ethics, because a certain type of principles, while remaining the same, need to be reconsidered, re-understood, reshaped when we think of everybody. We need also to rethink our liturgy. We need to rethink at what we are. But I think it's worth it. If we want to follow the gospel, we cannot leave out the tax collectors and the sinners. Jesus actually came for them. So this text is actually is throwing a bit of fresh air in our thinking. We need to move beyond ourselves. We need to look forward. And I think if we do that, we'll be faithful to the message of Jesus. Amen.